This is KUT. I'm Laura Rice. It's the early 80s. Computer screens are black with green text and really don't do a whole lot. But a ragtag group of Texas geniuses see potential for a whole lot more. Halt and Catch Fire debuts on AMC in June, but folks at South by Southwest are getting a look at the first episode now. Creators Chris Cantwell and Chris Rogers sat down with me to talk about the series. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So how does it feel to debut it at South by Southwest? I mean, obviously, doesn't hit air until June, I think, is the last I heard. So was this a breakneck deadline to try to get it ready for audiences now?
It was a little bit of a crunch, but we have a great post team, so they were able to put everything together and make sure that we were able to show you guys what I think is the finished product,
yeah,
essentially.
And the opportunity to do it here at South by Southwest, obviously, in Texas, and this place where there's this overlap with the tech community was so perfect that, you know, it was worth the rush. So we're thrilled. We're thrilled to have had the opportunity to show it this morning, and I think the butterflies are finally wearing off, so we're able to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm already a beer in, so I'll be all right. But it's also nice for me, too, because to debut the show in my home state means a lot to me, and it helps with the butterflies, and it makes me feel comfortable, so it's great.
Well, and this is a tech show that's not taking place in California. It's not Silicon Valley, and in fact, I think you call it the Silicon Prairie, and you really wanted to, I understand, make Texas an obvious part of this setting and scene?
Yeah, I think for us, Texas from the very beginning was something we were interested in because there was so much historically going on in the computer industry in this area, so much so that it earned that colloquial name, Silicon Prairie. My father actually worked in this industry and moved my family down from Chicago when I was 6 weeks old to Dallas for opportunities in the system software business. And he watched the industry change from year to year to year to year to year. And as I brought that to Chris and my own personal experience with it, we started to do more research and learned about Michael Dell and EDS and Compaq and, you know, Texas Instruments and all of these companies. Charles Tandy, who was a leather maker before he started making computers and selling them at Radio Shack. All that happened here. And I think it's a story you don't know and something that will provide a nice contrast against the Silicon Valley, IBM, Microsoft versus Steve Jobs aspect of the conventional computer stories we've seen executed so well previous to this.
Yeah, and I think there are people who will have you believe that the story of computers and technology begins and ends in California, when in fact that's not true. You know, I think in Seattle, in New York, and here in Texas, there's all these things going on, and we kind of felt like dramatically it would be interesting to show people that fled from or washed out of those respective places, all kind of ending up here at the end of the line and kind of presented as a modern Western where they could kind of have their second chance at this fictional company, Cardiff Electric, here in Texas. And so Texas is very much a character in the show, and we're thrilled to have that opportunity.
I love how we have introduced Texas and the Dallas Metroplex area into the show because for me, growing up there, I've never seen a more accurate representation of the Dallas area than I think what we're doing. Even though we're actually shooting in
right
Georgia,
in Atlanta.
We really take great pains to make sure that the Dallas of it all comes through very clearly. And in all of the day players and minor characters that our main principal actors interact with throughout the first season, it's fun to portray them as transplants, people who have moved from other places, to Texas for the opportunity, and also just have this unique vibe to them that I've definitely encountered over the years I grew up in Texas, and really make a Texas that I knew, make a Dallas that I grew up with, has been nice to bring to the screen for sure.
So you talk about how this is based on a true story, but you have this fictional company. So is this really kind of a composite of everything, the history, or do we see actual events and things that happened here in Texas?
We're going to see some actual events of things that happened, and we're going to call attention to actual events that happened during the time that our characters are pursuing their own ultimately fictional goal. We wanted to create something that could plausibly coexist within the cracks of computer history in Silicon Prairie. And so we think that Cardiff Electric is a company that butts up against companies like Texas Instruments or References Compaq, or goes to Comdex in Las Vegas and sees, oh, look over there, they're doing a Windows demo. You know, those things are touched, but we want our characters operating ultimately with foresight, mm-hmm. where they're operating under the same fog of war as everybody that we know today, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, et al., with no idea of what's going to come the next day. Are they going to have the visionary product at the head of the industry, or are they going to be a footnote to somebody else's story? This was a passion project, first and foremost. It's something that we were drawn to creatively, that we really wanted to write, and there was no other intention behind it other than that. And thank God for a network like AMC that can see something like that and say, we want to do this. And we were as floored as anyone when we heard that they really wanted to move forward with this project.
In the first writer's room we walked into ended up being our own. And again, I mean, we have to credit the network for just surrounding us with, like, giants from these shows we loved, like The Sopranos and Deadwood and Mad Men and Southland. You know, they have surrounded us with talent since day one, and that's made it easier to kind of learn on the job, as we've had to do.
I've heard it already being compared to a Mad Men, because it's, you know, it's a period era piece, and it's certainly personality driven in these different characters. Do you like that comparison?
I think, yes, wholeheartedly. Mad Men is a show that is very much a paradigm in cable television. There is no following Mad Men. There is no following Breaking Bad. There is no emulation of shows like that. There is really only us and our writers and our cast and our really talented crew buckling down and trying to tell the story we want to tell to the utmost of our abilities. If people make comparisons, that's fine. We will always be flattered to be mentioned in the same breath as any of those shows, which will go down in history as some of the greatest TV ever made.
Totally. But, I also think people that watch the show for more than two episodes will be very quickly disabused of that comparison as well. I think there's a pace we've deliberately put into the show. I mean, we're inspired by shows that really kind of eat up story fast and move, and you know, because we think that's true to this industry, where by the time you come out with something, it's already obsolete. So I think, while I understand the comparisons up front and we're more than flattered by them, I think things will pretty quickly resolve in a way that puts an end to that discussion, hopefully in a positive way.
I think the main differentiation between us and shows that have come before is that our show has a buoyancy and a lightness to it in terms of what the characters are doing. They are building a computer. They're not building a meth empire or a bootlegging empire or running a mob family. These are characters who are ultimately creating something, the effect of which may be something that might want to be examined in terms of its effect on society today, but that train's already left the station. And this is that train leaving the station, and it's really about the excitement of that train leaving the station and getting that train moving in the first place, without any thought of how it's going to affect society or individual relationships or connections between people. So I think that lends us a different tone that will separate us out from the shows who have come before us.
Well, speaking of other shows out there, we talked, you're not even the only tech television show here at South by Southwest. There's another one going on. Do you think that helps you? Do you all do more to lift each other up? And how do you feel about sharing the airwaves with another tech show?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely positive. I think what the attraction of the technology topic is that, look, I mean, we think there is a direct line between the things that happened in our show in the 1980s to the situation we're in today. You know, it is the creation of the spreadsheet that enables people to bet the future financially that causes some of the, you know, banking crises we've had in our reliance on technology and sense of connection or disconnection that comes from it, you know, is directly traceable back to these breakthroughs. So the fact that technology should still be talked about on TV and in multiple mediums is totally makes sense.
I believe it comes from a place of a bunch of us asking, how did we get here? And I think that is a great question to be asking, and I want to see that dramatically represented in as many ways possible, and our show is but one entry into that discussion, and I can't wait for shows like Silicon Valley and others, because they're going to present it in such a different perspective that it's going to be super exciting and fun to see how many facets of technology we can dramatize.
And it's going to be so funny. I think it looks great.
That looks like an awesome show. Yeah, Thomas Middleditch is one of the funniest people I've ever seen do anything, so I can't wait. That whole cast is incredible.
My name is Chris Rogers.
I'm Chris Cantwell.
Writers and creators of Halt and Catch Fire. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.